This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of, if not the, big threats that Chair Powell sees to the American economy, besides trade, is what's going on in the rest of the world. Slower growth in China, for sure, but also Japan and Germany. Lots of places in Europe, actually. So central banks elsewhere have been cutting interest rates, cutting so much that rates are actually negative. So Evelyn Orley from Cardiff, California, wanted to know whether interest rates might go negative here as well. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
The idea that you'd have to pay a bank money for the privilege of depositing your money there honestly sounds insane.
Negative interest rates as a concept is really something that makes your head spin.
That's Torsten Slok, chief economist at Deutsche Bank. He says a quarter of government and corporate bonds around the world have negative rates. Timothy Dewey is an economics professor at the University of Oregon.
The idea is you would get consumers, instead of parking their money at the bank, would have to park their money into other assets.
Central banks use negative rates when there's a recession or when their economies are just weak. Japan and Europe come to mind. But here in the U.S., the economy is fine, says Greg McBride at Bankrate.
The U.S. economy is definitely the best house in a bad neighborhood.
McBride says interest rates are still pretty low, though. And if a recession hits and the Fed has to cut rates further,
the Fed only has so much room they can maneuver with interest rates before they get down to zero.
Still, he says interest rates would have to go far below zero to start affecting regular savers. Even in Europe, it's mostly big institutional investors paying to deposit money. But Torsten Slok says if rates keep falling below zero, people might withdraw their money from the banks. And why wouldn't you?
Well, why should I have my money in the bank with you when I instead can pull it all out and put it in cash?
So keeping your money under a mattress isn't always crazy when your bank account costs you. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.